Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the weekend forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Today there is a 20% chance of showers after 4 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 63. Tonight, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, a low around 51. Breezy with an east wind gusting as high as 33 miles per hour. New rainfall amounts between a quarter and half inch possible. Saturday showers and possibly a thunderstorm, high near 60. Breezy with southeast wind gusts as high as 32 miles per hour. New rainfall amounts between a half and three quarters of an inch possible. Saturday night showers and possibly a thunderstorm before 11 p.m. Low around 45. New precipitation amounts between a tenth and quarter of an inch. And on Sunday, a 40% chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a high near 52. And in the news for today, Representative Gwen Moore, a Democrat from Milwaukee, and Representative Jennifer Gonzalez-Colon, the resident commissioner of Puerto Rico, are leading a bipartisan group of more than 100 members of Congress and asking for an increase in funding for the Special Supplemental Nutrition Program for Women, Infants, and Children, WIC, in next year's Department of Agriculture budget. That, according to a report today from the Wisconsin Examiner, the WIC program helps low-income mothers and young children access more nutritious food, along with nutrition education, breastfeeding education and support, and referrals to medical and social services. Moore and 130 other members of Congress signed a letter to the chair and ranking member of the Agriculture Subcommittee of the House Appropriations Committee asking for the program to receive a $6.3 billion budget to help fund the expansion of nutrition benefits and help low-income families. Quoting, "Studies have repeatedly shown that WIC improves birth outcomes for high-risk mothers, reduces the likelihood of very low birth weight babies, infant mortality, and helps to get women into prenatal care earlier." The letter states, "Children enrolled in WIC are more likely to be immunized on time, consume key nutrients, and have higher cognitive development scores than their peers not participating in WIC. Study after study show that WIC works. Taxpayers receive a healthy return and cost of at least $2.48 avoided for every dollar of investment. These outcomes change lives and save taxpayer dollars. That is why Congress must continue to adequately fund this program," the letter stated. Representative Ron Kine, the Democrat from La Crosse, also signed the letter, and Representative Mark Pocan, Democrat from Black Earth, is on the Agriculture Subcommittee. And from WPR comes a report that lingering cold weather has boosted the state's maple syrup producers. The maple syrup season in Wisconsin typically runs from mid-March to mid-April, but this year has been completely different, according to the Wisconsin Maple Syrup Producers Association. For sap to run, temperatures need to be freezing at night, ideally 20 to 25 degrees Fahrenheit, and just above freezing during the day, ideally 40 to 42 degrees. If daytime temperatures reach 60 or 70 degrees, it can cause the trees to bud out, which makes the sap unusable for syrup production. So far this spring, the sap has run strong and volumes have increased considerably, and this will undoubtedly be called a banner year for maple syrup producers. And in closing, a programming note, the Nearly Noon News will take a one-day break from reporting on Monday, May 2nd. We will return on Tuesday, May 3rd. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.